Well, hello, good morning, welcome to worship. If you are visiting with us, we're glad you're here. Thank you for coming. One thing that I hardly ever do that I should do more often is make it known how to become a member of this church. It's in the bulletin, but if anyone is interested in becoming a member of this church, please talk to me or talk to one of our elders. We are continuing our Wednesday night Bible study in the book of Galatians in the educational building. If you will come and join us for that at 6:30 on Wednesday night, we will feed you a light meal, and then we'll have a time of Bible study, and then we'll have a time of prayer together. Our third Sunday fellowship luncheon for March is today. It's hosted by Jackie Eggdorf and Summer Sanchez. Thank y'all for that. Please stay around and let's meet together around the tables right after this service is over across the street. We will observe the Lord's Supper on Sunday morning, April the 5th. Now, the Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 11, says, what are God's works of providence? And the answer is, the call to worship this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Will you read it with me responsively? Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens.
Jesus, Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace. Sing together the doxology. Seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you that Jesus Christ, the second person of the eternal triune God, came into this world born of a woman so that He is at the same time truly God and truly man, able to sympathize with our weaknesses, who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin, that He made a substitutionary atoning sacrifice for sinners, that He arose from the dead and ascended to the right hand of God the Father Almighty to make intercession for us as our great High Priest, so that we can with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, praying in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 101. Come Thou Almighty King. Will you take a hymn book and turn to hymn number 101. And let's stand and sing stanzas 1 and 4. And we'll continue to stand through the Apostles' Creed and the glory of Pot. Confess our faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You and you may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. You have set Your glory above the heavens. We stand in awe of You because You are the Most High God. We desire to praise You with all of our hearts, to tell of all of Your wonders, to sing praise to Your name, and to be glad and rejoice in You through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who paid for our redemption through His blood. We pray that You would forgive each one of us where we have sinned against You and done what is evil in Your sight. We pray for the rulers and authorities that are placed over us, and that they will make decisions that are in harmony with the great principles of the Word of God. And we pray that those who oppose Your Word will not succeed. We pray for the sick and the suffering. We pray for Leanne Parker. We pray that You will give healing in accordance with Your perfect will. We pray that You will encourage and build up and supply the needs that exist. And not only for those who are sick, but for those who are attending to them. We pray for them as well. We pray for those who are shut in, who are homebound. We pray, we think of James Knox Badley and Martha Davis and Mozella Perkins and Mary Ellen Lovelady and Bess White and Lanice Badley. We pray that You would cheer their hearts with a sense of Your presence. We pray for the whole church of Jesus Christ, wherever the Word of God goes forth today, not simply here, but wherever individuals gather in the name of our Lord, and the Word of God is preached in faithfulness and simplicity and truth. Oh Lord, through the Holy Spirit, use the Word to build up the body of Christ and to increase it in number if it should so please You. We thank You for the picture of heaven and the holy city, our eternal home that is given to us in these chapters of Revelation. We do not belong to this earth. Our citizenship is in heaven. I pray that we would be more heavenly minded as we look forward to that city, our home, and as we go about our business here on earth. We pray that in our meeting now, that Jesus Christ may be lifted up and honored, and that through the ministry of the Word of God, we may be brought to know Him. To know Him whom to know is life eternal, and to be built up in our faith. We commit the singing of the hymns, the special music, the reading of the Scriptures, and the exposition of it to You for Your blessing upon it. For Jesus' sake, amen. Responsive reading this morning comes from Psalm 99, and on page 820 in the back of your Trinity hymnal, you will find the words to Psalm 99 on page 820 and 821. Would you turn there and read with me responsively the words from Psalm 99? The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations.
Let them praise the great and awesome man. He is holy.
The King is mighty. He loves justice. In Jacob You have done what is just and right.
Because all the Lord our God and worship is so true. He is holy.
Moses and Aaron were among His priests. Samuel was among those who called on His name. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. O Lord our God, You answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though You punished their misdeeds. Our next hymn is number 689. Would you take your hymn book and turn to 689, and let's stand together as we continue to worship God, singing stanzas 1 and 4 of hymn number 689.
Be still my soul, God, Lord, in time.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Father in heaven, we realize that You take no delight in sacrifices and perfunctory offerings when they are not accompanied with a broken spirit. But a broken and contrite heart over our sins, You will not despise. So it is in that manner that we wish to bring these offerings today and pray that You would use them to advance the kingdom of Jesus Christ here in our midst and even unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. This morning comes from Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through chapter 22, verse 5. And you can find that on page 1230 in the Pew Bible. And this is what it says. Then came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues and spoke to me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and on the gates the names of the 12 tribes of the son of Israel were inscribed. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the one who spoke with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city and its gates and walls. The city lies 4 square, its length, the same as its width. And he measured the city with his rod, 12,000 stadia. Its length and width and height are equal. He also measured its wall, 144 cubits, by human measurement, which is also an angel's measurement. The wall was built of jasper, while the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysophrase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it, and its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations. But nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and His servants will worship Him. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, the word of our God abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it this morning.